Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
You ain't right.
And away we go. Hey, welcome in to another edition of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. We're coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in South Alabama. And boy, are we glad to have you on board with us. If there is an English teacher out there, please dial
254. That's not even funny.
Need a little spell check.
Yeah, we do.
We are glad to be with you this morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. Boy, a lot to get into, a lot of scores to go over. We're going to get through those in just a few moments. But let me welcome in the Fat Pack back. And Coach Rick, will start with you. Holy cow.
Hey, now, that's not funny, because last night when I was trying to get up from the table, I had to move the table a little bit further to the left so I could squeeze in there.
It happens to the
best. Oh, my goodness. Well, glad to have you back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back. It's always fun to be hitting the golf ball and listening to y'all at the same time. That's kind of like heaven on earth, to be honest with you.
I don't know about all that, especially if you see me hit a golf ball.
Well, we weren't going to go there.
Well, you and I both did right.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Dude, this is a right-handed golfer that looked like he played left-handed, okay? But, hey, Mark, good to see you, man. Congratulations on a nice win last night.
Yeah, we're really, really pleased with the way our team went up there and took care of business last night. Our quarterback, Davis Barnett, just had an unbelievable night. I think he was 21 of 26 for 357 yards and 5 touchdowns. And,
good gracious.
And, I mean, he was throwing some darts, and he threw, I think everybody, I don't think anybody had 2 receptions for touchdowns. Maybe Walker Collins had 2 for touchdowns. Monroe had a touchdown reception. Noah Cain had a touchdown reception. Cade Lyons had a touchdown reception. It was just a lot of fun to watch them spread it around, and our offensive line really, I'll tell you what's a stat that Rick's going to love. He's had 114 dropbacks. He's not been sacked all year.
Really?
Out of 100? Well, I mean, not all the year. Out of 114 dropbacks, he's not been sacked.
That's pretty impressive.
Sometimes it's him moving in the pocket. You know, he's not what you would call a dual threat guy, but he can run well enough to get himself out of trouble. And he's just done a really good job. Very quietly, just goes out there and does his job and really led the team.
And for new listeners right there, we're talking about the Bayside Academy Admirals. And, of course, Mark, one of the coaches on that staff there. And Coach Archer's doing a phenomenal job over there. That offensive line obviously is doing pretty well also.
They are. We're really fortunate. We've got a good bunch of kids up there. Of course, we got – our good friend Brandon Dean coaches our offensive line, and he's doing a great job with them. And they've really come together as a unit. And then, you know, defensively, George Pratt, our defensive coordinator, has just done a fabulous job with our defense and made some adjustments during the week for this game last night that really kind of gave Flemington some problems. They just couldn't get going, and it snowballed, and before they knew it, they were way behind. And
wow.
So, just a really good job by our football team and the way our kids went up and played. It was a lot of fun to watch them play.
Typically, when you go to Flemington, be ready to play some ball.
That's right. There's no doubt. That's right.
No doubt.
They love their football in Flemington, Alabama.
We have got a great show lined up for you on our Boudreaux's Cajun Grill guest line coming up at the bottom of the hour. Now, in the next segment, we'll give you scores from around the state. But at the bottom of the hour, we are going to head down to Orange Beach and talk with Coach Wade Waldrop. And I got to tell you, if you've not seen the facility at Orange Beach –
it's unbelievable.
It is absolutely spectacular, that facility. I mean, it looks like a college, a university.
And they're not finished yet.
Yeah,
they're still doing things to it, and it is just phenomenal.
We were down there Friday afternoon for a little stint, And I'll let Rick explain that. But we had we saw the mayor, Tony Kennan, was there. The superintendent, Randy, was there. There was a lot of folks there for the event that we were at. And they were explaining, hey, this isn't done. This isn't done yet. This isn't done. When that gets completed, we've got a we're going for a tour. That is phenomenal.
It is.
We need to do the show down there one day.
That would
just
be
right
cool.
In the middle of the indoor.
That would be cool.
Just sit on the 50-yard line of the indoor and do it.
And you can say the thing about it is they did a great job where they built that thing.
Yes.
They set that indoor right on the main thoroughfare.
On the canal road.
Yeah. So everybody drives by and goes, wow, look at that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really impressive. And I was talking with Chris Shaw,
yeah,
the principal there. You know, he longtime football coach, coach with both of us, Rick.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Chris about it, and he said, I just can't get over how much money this community has poured into this school, just getting things done, getting it built.
It's about a $50 million project, wasn't it?
It probably more than that. It's a lot of money, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
No doubt. They should be very proud down at Orange Beach.
Ain't no doubt. Well, we're excited. We'll have Wade Waldrop on with us at 8:30. 8:45, the leadership segment. Rick will have that for us, presented by GoPest. Then we'll start the second hour with some special guests that'll be coming in.
We're going to start our first award on the True Grit Award that we talked about last week, Randy.
Right.
We had talked about this award. It's sponsored by Blue Water Mill Works. Robert Deneef and I had some conversations about it. Robert's a CEO there, and we were talking about he wanted to do something special for some kids in Baldwin and Mobile County, and we came up with a True Grit Award, which is actually named by our safety, Noah Kane, on our football team. We were talking about it at practice one day, and we couldn't come up with a name, and it started with Gritty, and then it got to Grit, and then it hit me about the movie with John Wayne, True Grit, just a guy who's going to get the job done,
yeah,
you know. And so that's kind of where Noah Kane was the one who kind of got the name going for us. But True Grit is the award that is given to a player that is always there, always doing his job, always winning.
Randy, will you check with our PSR attorneys and make sure that we're not infringing on any infringement things with John Wayne?
That's a trademark great infringement.
That's right. I love that.
I'll do that.
I don't think it'll be a problem.
I'll do that during the break. Yeah. Also, Spanish World Toro coach Chase Smith scheduled to be in as well. And then we'll have some local scores for you at 9:15. Kenny King, the head coach for the Trojans of Daphne, will be in. And, of course, we'll wrap up the show with a Camp Grace segment. Mark will have that for us. One of the things, and we have fun. We talk a lot. We have a good time here. But one of the things, there's something very serious. We did the ball game for the Toros Thursday night at Ladd People Stadium as the Toros get the win over Murphy. But something happened in that ball game, and, Coach, we're going to talk about that a little bit later on.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of logistics. Mark, as you know very well, there's a lot of logistics into setting up a high school football
game.
There
is.
And if something is overlooked or something is not done, then they're going to point the finger at Mark. They're going to point the finger at all coaches that are involved in setting up all the logistics of playing a football game. And that just doesn't include what's on the field. That includes everything.
Exactly.
And we saw a very poor example of that on Thursday night.
There is no doubt. There is no doubt. There is one thing that when you go to Ladd People Stadium, it's a mainstay. You see it every time, and it was not there on Thursday night. And we'll certainly get into that for sure. But, yeah, great lineup. Hey, listen, if you want to jump in as well, if you've got a question or a comment, you can dial in 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. You got a question or a comment? Hey, are you looking for a score? We will be happy to help you out with that. But, boy, we are glad. It is a beautiful Saturday morning. A lot of high school games last night. We'll get those scores for you coming up in just a moment. About to go to our first timeout. And Coach, there's a lot of college football going on. Man, it's just the weather feels right. I mean, you got golf. Coach, I know we don't really talk golf here, but you got the Ryder Cup coming up in just a few moments. This next week. And then we'll have our good friend John Drago on our show, who is one of the rules officials at the Ryder Cup. He's going to be on with us in a couple of weeks when he gets back, and he's got some stories for us. But a lot going on in the world of sports, and certainly love it right now.
You know, I wanted to do this, and we probably should all do it. Our our oldest is having a birthday this weekend. So
I'll be dang.
I want to wish Clay a happy birthday. And that rascal, he's all about logistics now. He's in charge of security at a very large private school in Alpharetta. And I can only imagine all the work that he has to do for that.
Man, oh
Coach,
man.
Let me say this real quick. You mentioned a happy birthday to Clay. My grandson, my first grandson, has a birthday in 2 days. He'll be 3 years old.
Oh, man. Isn't that cool?
Isn't that awesome? Little Tatum. Happy birthday to little Tatum.
Happy birthday, guys. Monday. And Clay's is tomorrow, so
there you go.
We need to go play 18.
There's the reason.
There's the reason.
Okay. All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we are going to get you caught up on all the scores from around the state in high school football right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. This segment presented by Green & Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now, back to the show.
I seen your picture. We always let that roll, but we got to get through these scores. And before, first off, welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen, Coach Mark Laster, Coach Rick Cleveland. Coach, before we get into scores, some great sponsors of the show. Got to thank Chris Garris.
Yeah, Chris Garris and the guys at Premier Collision, 1177 Sledge Drive, 251-478-4500. You have a fender bender? Give Chris Garris a call at Premier Collision. Him, Kim, Tyler, they'll all take great care of you. And I promise you, as Mark Laster can attest for this, and Randy Bergen can too, as well as I can, once you take your vehicle in there, when you get it back, you're going to think you got a brand-new vehicle. Premier Collision, 1177 Sledge Drive, 251-478-4500.
That 1989 Sonata looks very good. That morning. All right, let's go around the state. Let's start with 7A. Auburn defeats Jag 56-0. Austin over Albertville 23-12. Carver-Montgomery 50, Dothan 28. Central Phoenix City 53, Enterprise 24. Daphne defeats Baker, the big matchup, 34-20, the final there. Davidson over Alma Bryant, 28-15. Fairhope over Robertsdale, 47-9. Florence, 24, Bob Jones, 6. Hewitt Trustful, 24. Hillcrest Tuscaloosa, 0. Big game right there. Hoover over Prattville, 48-23. James Clemens gets the win over Grissom, 40-6. Mary Montgomery, 50. Foley, 7. Opelika, 42. Smith Station, 6. Sparkman, 36. Huntsville, 28. And Thompson over Vestavia Hills, 35-3.
In Class 6A, Benjamin Russell, 35. Spain Park, 34. Buckhorn, 53. Lee, 0. Carrollton, Georgia, 19. Parker, 7. Central Tuscaloosa, 31. Northridge, 30. Chelsea, 42. Calera, 25. Clay Chalkville, 47. Brandon, Mississippi, 15. Fort Payne, 36. May Jemison, 18. Gadsden City, 28. Hazel Green, 14. Gulf Shores, 28. Blount, 0. Hartsell, 42. Decatur, 7. Homewood, 49. Jackson Olin, 0. Hueytown, 28. Bessemer City, 7. Jasper, 30. Athens, 13. McAdory, 54. Brookwood, 27. Minor, 35. Gardendale, 33. Mountain Brook, 35. Oxford, 14. Muscle Shoals, 42. Coleman, 0. Pelham, 35. Chilton County, 0. Pell City, 49. Huffman, 7. Pike Road, 43. Percy Julian, 0. Pinson Valley, 33. Shades Valley, 0. Saraland, 43. McGill-Tulin, 10. Spanish Fort, 41. Murphy, 0. St. Paul's in a thriller, 42. St. Paul's, 41. Wasn't that the score?
No, 42-41.
Yeah, 42-41. Late touchdown wins the game. Wetumpka, 49. Rehoboth, 18. Woodlawn, 26. Mortimer Jordan, 21.
And in Class 5A, Boaz, 45. Douglas, 14. Briarwood Christian, 40. Winona, 22. Central Clay County, 58. I'm not going to give that score. Central Clay County, 58. Sylacauga, 17. Carver Birmingham, 60. Hayden, 14. Demopolis, 47. Selma, 8. Elmore County, 33. Beauregard, 6. Eufaula, 52. Carroll of Ozark, 14. Fairview, 55. Lawrence County, 6. Faith Academy, 48. Alberta, 20. Gunnersville, 14. Arab, 10. Headland, 35. Greenville, 0. Jacksonville, 30. Leeds, 7. Montgomery Catholic 35, Charles Henderson 21, Moody 31, Helena 28, Northside 49, Shelby County 17, Pace Florida 35, and Delusion. I don't ever remember a Trent Taylor team getting shut out. Pace 35, and Delusion 0. Priceville 31, East Limestone 6, Ramsey 40, John Carroll Catholic 7, Russellville 42, Ardmore 7, Scottsboro 42, Sardis 7, Sipsey Valley 26, Jemison 7, Springville 37, Lincoln 34, St. Clair County 47, Center Point 9, Valley 34, Marbury 21, Vigor 33, Citronelle 21, and Williamson 48, BC Rain 0.
And let's move to Class 4A. Alexandria 49, Oneonta 33, American Christian 43, Fairfield 18, Anniston over Hoke's Bluff 24-0, Ashford 34, Pike County 14, Asheville 27, Utah 19, Bibb County 40, Holt 0, Brooks over Wilson 35-21, BT Washington 24, Claiborne County 7, Bullock County 19, Tallahassee 17, Central Florence 49, West Limestone 27, Cherokee County 34, White Plains 18, Dell County 13, New Brockton 6, Danville 20, East Lawrence 6, Fayetteville County 61, Haleyville 21, Fultondale 29, Dora 14, Good Hope 34, Cordova 6, Hamilton over Curry 48-21, Hanley 42, Munford 14, Jackson 42, Mobile Christian 14, Madison Academy 48, Madison County 13, North Jackson 49, New Hope 0, Op 48, Delville 24, Orange Beach over Satsuma 47-21, Plainview 61, Pisgah 30, Pleasant Grove 41, Tarrant 13, Randolph 44, St. John Paul II Catholic 14, come up with some initials there, St. James 31, St. James 31, Talladega 14, St. Michael Catholic 56, Escambia County 14, Strawn 44, Geneva 7, West Blockton 18, Oak Grove 17, close game there, West Morgan 23, Hatton 14, Westminster Christian 31, DAR 0, and W.S. Neal over Mariana out of Florida, a shutout, 55-0.
In Class 3A, Alabama Christian 50, Prattville Christian 13, Bayside Academy 49, Flemington 7, B.B. Comer 38, Childersburg 14, Clements 50, Elkmont 31, Colbert County 42, Rogers 35, Colbert Heights 60, Sheffield 21, Collinsville 43, Asbury 19, Cottage Hill Christian 54, XL 0. Dallas County, 35, Sumter Central 6, Fife 54, Brindley Mountain 14, Geraldine 45, Holly Pond 6, Glenwood 40, Beulah 0, Gordo 56, Midfield 20, J.B. Pennington 46, Locust Fork 14, Mars Hill Bible 42, Lauderdale County 7, Montgomery Academy 62, Northside Methodist 6, Oakman 63, Hansville 13, Ohatchee 21, Weaver 13, Piedmont 40, Westbrook Christian 27, Southside Selma 62, Greensboro 6, Sylvania 35, Whitesburg Christian 14, Thomasville 70-0 over Wilcox Central, Thorsby 42, Hale County 37, Trinity Presbyterian 42, Slocum 6, T.R. Miller 35, Hillcrest Evergreen 20, Vinemont 38, Carbon Hill 6, Walter Welburn 36, Sachs 12, Wicksburg 36, Houston Academy 17, Winfield 55, Phil Campbell 28.
And in 2A, Abbeville 48, Houston County 6, Ayrton 29, G.W. Long, Kevin Raley 13, Central Coosa 50, Randburn 14, Clark County 21, J.U. Blackshear 0, Cleveland 33, West End 26, Cold Springs 44, Winston County 18, Coosa Christian 56, Susan Moore 26, Cottonwood 40, Sampson 22, Decatur Heritage 49, Tharptown 26, Goshen 45, Highland Home 20, Isabella 30, Aliceville 22 in overtime, Lynette 36, Lafayette 0, Laverne 64, Zion Chapel 6, North Sand Mountain 54, Gaston 0, Pike Liberal Arts 48, Barber County 16, Pleasant Valley 48, Sand Rock 7, Providence Christian 42, Geneva County 16, Red Bay 34, Lexington 21, Real Town 73, Lochapoca 49, Section 19, Cedar Bluff 7, Southeastern 21, Faulkner 14, St. Luke's Episcopal 43, Bayshore Christian 20, Tuscaloosa Academy 41, Greene County 12, Vinson 34, Sullivan 8, Washington County 55, Central Haynesville 8.
All right, Class 1A, we got 60 seconds here. Addison 46, Hackleburg 16, Appalachian 49, Ider 0, Berry 54, South Lamar 33, Brantley over Elba 36-34, Cherokee 26, Vena 6, Georgiana 37, Kinston 34, Holy Spirit Catholic 20, Francis Marion 0, Hubbardville 61, Marion County 28, Leroy 52, J.F. Shields 14, Linden over Choctaw County 14-9, Maplesville 38, Otago Academy 0, McIntosh 26, Sweetwater 21, McKenzie 56, Florella 28, Meek over Waterloo 64-6, Millery 44, Fruitdale 6, Notasauga 45, Keith 0, Pickens County 57, Brilliant 6, Pleasant Home 26, Red Level 22, Shoals Christian 32, Phillips 19, Southern Choctaw over Marengo 35-0, Spring Garden 58, Valley Head 23, University Charter School 62, Pickens Academy 0, Verbena over Elwood 46-6, but I left off the Christian part of that. Okay, so hang on. Wadley 63, Victory Christian 6, Winterboro 47, Donahue 0, and Woodville 37, Ragland 34.
And congratulations to Coach Adam Fawcett and the B.B. Comer Tigers getting a big win over the Childersburg Tigers last night.
Hey, we're heading down to Orange Beach. Don't go anywhere. Coach Wade Walter picks up next right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. The Boudreaux's Cajun Grill communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen along with Coach Mark Laster and Coach Rick Cleveland. Boy, we're glad to have you on board with us, and thank you for letting us share part of your Saturday morning on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Guys, it is time to go to our Boudreaux's Cajun Grill guest line and welcome in the coach for the Orange Beach Makos, Wade Waldrop, on the line with us. Coach, I got to tell you, first off, congratulations on the win, and we're going to talk a little bit about that ball game. But Rick and I were down there, as you know, on Thursday night. That was your facility is absolutely phenomenal, and I don't know if y'all open it to the public, but if you're riding around, Rick, I would encourage folks, if you're on Canal Road, when you see that big building right there off the Wharf Bridge, go by there, take a look at that. That is absolutely a phenomenal facility that you have there at Orange Beach.
Well, hey, good morning, and thank you for having me on, and there's no doubt about that. It was done right, and first class, man. You know, since I've gotten here, you know, there's a common theme with our city leadership, you know, starting with our mayor and our city council, superintendent, board. They want to provide the best for their kids and for our kids. And, man, they do it academically, and the commitment they're making athletically is, you know, second to none.
Well, there's certainly no doubt about that. Let's talk a little bit about the ball game, a Thursday night ball game. You host the Gators of Satsuma. You get the win 47-21. Talk a little bit about that first half, your offense, obviously being able to move the ball at will for the most part. Talk about your offense in that backfield you have.
Yeah, you know, I thought we started off the way we needed to. You know, the way we had talked about trying to start off, you know, starting off fast, controlling the line of scrimmage. And I thought we did that, you know, outside of the one drive right before the half defensively and then the opening drive out of the second half defensively, I thought we played well defensively. I just thought mentally, you know, those two drives, it seemed like we checked out a little bit. And, you know, that's been a theme for us this year. We've got to get, you know, I think every coach in the state of Alabama and across this country would tell you they want to be more consistent. And you know, that's just where we're trying to get, is to be more consistent.
Well, you know, Coach, your football team, I think, is just – continues to grow and get better week in and week out. And what are some things that y'all do, like you know, after a good win, good solid win, you'll come back in, get ready for your next opponent. What will y'all do? How will y'all take your team forward starting on Monday?
Yeah, you know, well, it started yesterday, and I like Thursday night games. I know, you know, different guys have different opinions about them, but once you get to this part of the season, I really like having a Thursday night game sprinkled in there because it does give the kids a chance to come back in on Friday morning, the day after, you know, see the trainer, watch the film, put it to bed. Like yesterday morning at 9 o'clock, you know, that game was done. We were moving on, and, mm-hmm. and the kids kind of got an afternoon and an evening off. And gives them a little bit longer weekend just to be kids and enjoy themselves. But you know, we'll be back to work at 6:30 Monday morning. We practice in the mornings. We've got a JV game Monday afternoon, so we'll come in and get our work done, you know, before school starts. And you know, just according to where you are in the season, kind of determines, you know, what your rules of engagement are for the day. But Mondays typically for us are heavy install days, heavy learning days, heavy fundamental days. So it'll be a lot of Robertsdale emphasis for us, you know, on Monday. And then Tuesday we'll get after it, you know, shoulder pads, shells, or full pads, just according to what we want to do, you know. So that's it.
Wade, good morning, pal. And I want to tell you something. Two things. First of all, this is the first time, guys, that we've talked to Wade when we could actually clearly hear him. I think he lives up in the mountains at Orange Beach.
Hey, Rick.
Big mountains.
Yeah.
Hey, yes, here's sir. The deal. Look, we lived in Madison, Alabama, the home of Technology Central, right? And in my house,
right?
You know, in a town of 40,000 people, satellites everywhere, I had to stand in one spot on my back porch to get a call. And now I moved down here to the beach. I'm down in Bear Point, you know. Look. Tourist mecca of Alabama, and I promise my house is in the black hole on this island for where the cell service, you know, converges. I'm at the wharf today. We've got Freedom Fest. We've got our 8th and 9th graders out here this morning. We're parking cars. Our older kids will be out here later. The whole athletic department's out here parking cars for Freedom Fest this morning. So I'm in a good spot today.
That's awesome. Well, listen, Wade, you don't have. You and Mark Lester need to eat dinner there at Bear Point at that restaurant at Oso or whatever it's called. Great place.
Yes,
because
sir.
Mark, when I call him, he's got to go stand somewhere, one spot, so I can hear him at his home. And I frustrated with him. I said, Mark, you know, just please, please. You know, I'm thinking about what you've done in your career, Wade. And, you know, I love those people in Fayetteville. I do. I love Randy and his wife.
Yes.
And they absolutely adore you.
I think if they built
a business, they'd ask you to come home and be the primary
general manager.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is revered in Fayetteville.
I'm telling you, you know, you just talk about a guy taking a chance on you when you're in college, and I was in a class with his son Jimmy. Back in 2001, I guess, and he said, we need a head basketball coach and assistant football coach. And I was not finished with my master's at that point. I had a degree in history, and I laid all that out. And he goes, well, I think my dad would still like to talk to you. So I went down, and I met with him, and Mr. Tankersley offered me a job, you know, to be the head boys basketball coach. I was assistant football coach. I worked for Byron Brasher, and, you know, 10.5-month contract. I thought I was, you know, in high cotton, man. It was just, you know, I was so grateful. Lived in Chelsea, and, you know, here's the great thing about it. Man, I got to be with a Christian man as a head football coach. Byron was an example of how to treat kids, of how to work kids. You could have fun with them, but you could still be a great witness and a great example to them. And then, you know, the second job that I had at Chelsea, I worked for Watt Parker. Same type of guy. Like it molded me on how to interact with other people and how to run a program, and eternally grateful to the people at Chelsea. So many people, you know, impact your educational career in those first 2 years because you're not very good at anything that you do when you get started, you know, and that's just what I look back at. I wish I could go back. We played a few weeks ago, and one of our former players was down here on vacation from Fayetteville, had his whole family down here, married a girl from Fayetteville, and they stopped by the field house to visit, and you know, we got to talk to him. I guess the night we got back from Citronelle, they were following us back, and you know, I just wished if you could go back in time and do anything different, I wish I could go back for those first 2 years and just know what I know now. You know, I think I could do a much better job with them. But, gosh, what a time. My wife worked there. It was a great place.
Yeah, well, Mark and I are very familiar with that area. Me growing up in Sylacauga, Mark was the head coach at Childersburg. And Randy and Johnny Tankersley, they don't come any better than those people. Those are people that have undergirded me my whole career. And when you think about faith and you think about the role that God plays in our life, which is magnanimous, he certainly had his hand on you when he sent you to Fayetteville to be with Randy and Johnny and,
with
their son and that entire group of people. So
No doubt.
Visiting with the Orange Beach Mako's head football coach, Wade Walter. Coach, we only got about 2 minutes left here. Let's talk about your coaching staff real quick.
Yeah. Look, we're blessed. We're very blessed. You know, before I got here, John Holliday, Scott Manziel were already on staff down here. Two guys have been head coaches across the state. You throw in Wiley McKellar, who's been a head coach, our offense coordinator, Steve Davis, who's been a head coach, who came back to Alabama from Gainesville, Georgia, with Coach Niblett. He's been over there for 2 years. Dwayne Croker, who that name is not familiar to a lot of people in our state, but Dwayne was a 30-year head coach, athletic director in Texas, works at our Sportsplex, coaches our defensive backs, helps me with our youth program. I mean, we've got a vertical line of, you know, we've got a vertical line of instruction going on down to our sixth graders, and it all stems through these men that are, you know, on our staff. Marquise Elston, who's been, you know, in Central Alabama coaching, coach with Ryan Herring and Scott Peavy and those guys. It's a good group. It's a really, really good group. Josh Hoyle, our baseball coach, you know, if there's ever a guy to be possibly the mayor of the town in, you know, 10 years, Josh would be him. He knows everybody in town and does a great job with our kids. And, Jackson Holliday joined our staff. John's oldest son, he came to us from La Monroe, along with Clay Templeton, our strength and conditioning coach, came from La Monroe. So, I mean, we've got some guys here that are doing work, and I'm proud of them, man. Fun group to work with. Then our last addition, we picked up Reese Dismukes, you know, helping with our offensive line, and it's been a joy having him.
Oh, wow.
And his perspective, you know, would love to let him suit up one night just to watch him go again. he's done well and plugged in really well with our group.
You know, Coach, wait, I want to tell you, I think you're just – I mean, I've watched you now for a couple of years there at Orange Beach, and you guys are doing it the right way. Y'all, I think I told you this at the ball game the other night, doing it the right way. They're building that program from the bottom up, and they're getting the facility. He's got the coaching staff.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is he's got a faith-based program.
Amen.
Which is going to carry you a long, long way, buddy. And that part about wanting to go back and do it all over again, I'm with you 100%.
Man.
If I could do things differently, I would. Some things I'd do the same. But God gives us this great opportunity to witness to kids. And, man, you're doing it the right way. And I want you to know how much I appreciate the jobs you do at Orange Beach, buddy.
I appreciate it. We're super grateful to be here. And thank you for you guys promoting, you know, all the programs. Y'all do a heck of a job with y'all's radio program.
Well, Wade, we're going to get out of here. But I want to tell you this. I think what I may do, I may come down there and be the water boy. I just be around that kind of coaching staff.
Come on, man. We have a good time. Come on, we'd love to have you.
Coach, do me a favor. If in fact that comes to fruition, please get me 3 different video angles of that. All right.
I have seen Coach work the bench there. In basketball at UMS Wright, he is overqualified, and you know, I might just hand him the keys and be his water boy. I can tell you that.
The greatest part about the video in Coach Cleveland on the sideline is you can get it on the Jumbotron right there in the end of the end zone, and everybody in Alabama
that would
can
be
see.
Absolute,
that thing is huge. It's beautiful.
I will pay for that. I will pay for that.
Good. All right. I will pay for that.
Coach, it's been a pleasure having you.
Yeah, good deal. Thank you, man.
Hey, tell our buddy Matt Fetner. Yeah, tell our buddy Matt Fetner hello as well. All right. Coach Wade Walter right there, the head football coach for the Mako's of Orange Beach.
Boy, thanks, Wade.
They got a good one. I'm telling you.
Yeah, they do.
They got a great coach, a great, great, great facility. If you have an opportunity, it's one of the best in the state, if not the Southeast
telling
you. All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, Coach Rick Cleveland has got a leadership segment presented by GoPest.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to the show.
Got to let that roll for Coach Mark, for sure.
He wouldn't mean to, but you know he likes his fun.
Hey, welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen along with Coach Mark Lasser. Coach Rick Cleveland and special guests in the house. We're going to be talking with them here in just a few moments. But, Coach, you know, one of the things, listen, Coach Saban, whether you love him or hate him, was pretty doggone good. All right, and I tell you what, we're going to do our leadership segment based on something that he said not too long ago. Take a listen.
You know, we have about five choices, you know, in our life. You know, we can be bad at what we do. I mean, we can be average at what we do. I mean, we can be good at what we do, or we can be excellent, or we can be elite. And everybody has a choice as to what they want to do and how they want to do that. But if you're going to be excellent or elite, you got to do special things. You have to have special intensity. You have to have special focus. You have to have a special commitment and drive and passion to do things at a high level and a high standard all the time. It doesn't matter what God-given ability that you have. That probably can make you good. But without the rest of it, I'm not sure you ever get excellent or elite. And that's the part that we're trying to get to.
And what do you want to be in life? And, Mark, we talk about this all the time as coaches, and we even talked a little bit about it, about a situation that we had on Thursday night at Ladd Stadium. And, you know, leadership is not easy. It's not easy, and it's not – everybody's not meant to be a leader. It's just not. There's a lot of people that are meant to be assistant coaches. And when you cross that line to become a head coach – when you cross that line to become a principal, when you cross that line to become a superintendent, there becomes a huge opportunity to make a difference in not only those people that work with you, but with those people that watch you and bring to you jobs for you to do. And Coach Saban does such a great – I mean, he speaks about that, and he speaks about it pretty eloquently too. I will say that. And I'm a huge fan of his. And, you can call all this Auburn, Alabama stuff all you want to call it, but the bottom line is with him is that he is an absolute leader, and he does it the way that he knows how to do it. And that's what I want to talk about in leadership. So many times when we rise to the top of whatever profession we're in, we have examples to follow. And we try to emulate them instead of being our own self and do it in our own way. And if we are prepared to become a leader and we have worked with those people that have shown that they know how to spread the work around and know how to give people, you know, put them in the right place. And that's one of the things, Mark, that you and I've talked about is in coaching and being a head coach is putting your coaches in the right position to help them shine. And that's not always easy. Steve Savarese used to do this with us, and he did it with you guys at Benjamin Russell. In the spring, we'd coach a completely different position.
Correct.
And when we did that, not only did we gain knowledge about that position, but we learned how to handle different situations. And that's what leaders have to do. They have to be able to handle different, very difficult situations. And, Randy, you and Joey Johnson run as one of the best golf tournaments around, and you do it monthly. And when y'all are running a tournament, sometimes you have to make decisions that don't make people happy. And in leadership, you're going to make decisions that aren't going to make everybody happy.
That's exactly right. And, Rick, if you're trying to make everybody happy, you're going to fail.
Yeah.
All right? There are going to be some that are with you and there's some that are against you. And that's okay. Sometimes you learn from that. Maybe you didn't take the right road.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to go down. But if you're trying to make everybody happy, it ain't going to work.
You know, if you take what Coach Saban said, and you look at it from an athletic standpoint.
Yeah.
Let's take, you know, he said, you got talent, you can be good.
Yeah.
If you're talented, you can be good.
Yeah.
But are you going to be elite? What does it take to get you to be elite? How do you get there? And I'll take us back years ago to when I was watching Terrell Owens or T.O. when he was a sophomore and junior in high school, had all kinds of talent.
Yeah.
Talented kid. But never bought into the whole thing of being elite.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until his senior, I'll never forget it, the summer of his senior year, he had talked with Coach Sayre. We'd had a long conversation with him about different things, and his grandmother had come in. Well, he made a decision, I'm going to be the best I can be. Came to every workout that summer. Back then, we did a morning at 7 a.m. and then an afternoon at 5 p.m. for kids who worked or schedules different. All the coaches were there. He came to both.
Yeah.
Then he'd come in between. Then he'd be catching passes out there. I will never forget that. And then he still didn't start for the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season until Ricky Morgan, the wide receiver in front of him, got hurt or got sick. And he played that night. And I'll never forget. We ran pro right 591 comeback. Hit him right there on the button. He caught it against Berry High School before it was Hoover.
Yep.
And broke a tackle, went down the sideline. About 60 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, here we go. And he continued from there. Then he goes to UT. Didn't get recruited very much.
Bobby Johns
saw him in a basketball game. But he kept working and on his body, on his fitness, on how he did things to do it right. And he took it to the next level and became one of the greatest receivers we've ever seen. But as a leader – do we do that as the assistant coach for our head coach or leader of my position guys that I coach? Do I give them the best chance? Am I an elite coach or am I just good because I know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Or am I going to be an elite coach? Will I take them to the next level? That's what we have to ask. That's what Coach Saban means.
Yep.
And that's why I love to listen to him because he always makes me want to do better because I feel like I haven't done enough yet.
And that's why his coaches – we're always taken from him.
Okay? That's right.
Good point. And I heard Will Muschamp say this about as far from me to you. He said, you know, I always wanted to be a good coach. Then I met Nick Saban. And I want to be an elite coach because I want to work for him. And that's impressive. That's impressive. I remember Billy Livens. We're going to close this. 1977, Billy Livens was at Jeff Davis. And I remember him sitting there telling a young kid, me, he said, you know, people think I've got an easy job because we got all this talent. The hardest job there is to get the best out of the very best talent.
Yep. Good stuff. All right, first hour coming going. Hey, a special guest in the house, Coach Chase Smith, head football coach for the Toros of Spanish Fort. He's up next right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
To you live, the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And we welcome you into the second hour of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in South Alabama. Randy Bergen along with Coach Mark Laster and Coach Rick Cleveland. We call it the Fat Pack is back.
You call it that.
You call it that.
I'm just looking around, boys. I'm just looking around.
Yeah.
Hey,
man, you got a self-esteem.
And now Chase is in here with us. Well, and he ain't
Chase is
bad
a good looking when slim works out. You know, he's the model here. All right? This is what we're after right here. All right. Hey, before we get with Coach Chase Smith, we've Mark, you've come up with a really unique an award, I guess you would say, and tell us a little bit about it and who the first recipient of this award is.
I will. This is a brainstorm from one of our sponsors, Blue Water Millworks, CEO Robert Deneef, just a wonderful sponsor of this show, has been for years, and I'm so very fortunate to know Robert and his family. But he was talking to me. He says, I want to do something more than just our sponsorship. I'd like to do something because I've always had a place in my heart for those guys who are just not maybe the fastest or the biggest, and they just keep working and they just keep coming, and they're always got a great attitude. They're always on you, and every coach loves them because they always get out there. They do scout team. They do this. And then when they get put into a game, man, they play with everything they've got. And he goes, so we were thinking about this, and as I told y'all earlier, we came up with the name of the award, and I got to give props to Noah Cain, our free safety and wide receiver and running back at Bayside. He came up with this name, True Grit, and it's called the True Grit Award, and it's for the athlete who plays football and possesses that rare character trait of resilience, never allowing his spirit to be deterred. He is always dependable and a committed teammate who truly demonstrates true grit. And the first award winner we're going to give out today, this is presented again by Blue Water Millwork, is Bax Farguson from Bayside Academy. Bax is a sophomore there, and our coaching staff all unanimously thought this guy was the one we wanted to see get this first award. So congratulations to Bax Farguson for being the first recipient of the True Grit Award on Prep Sports Report. And we'll be doing this every week here throughout football season. And every coach in Mobile and Baldwin County is going to have an opportunity to get their players on here. And we're going to try to get one from every single school so these kids get a little bit of recognition. I think it's a great thing. Thank you, Blue Water Millworks, for doing this for us.
Well, congratulations to Bax Farguson from Bayside. The True Grit Award, the inaugural True Grit Award. So congratulations to him. Guys, we've got a special guest in with us, one of our good friends. He is the head football coach for the Toros of Spanish Fort, Coach Chase Smith, in the house. Coach, how you doing, pal?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
We are always happy to have you. And Thursday night, you go over to Lab People Stadium, get a win over Murphy. Beautiful Thursday night. Beautiful Thursday night. We're going to talk about some things that happened. But assess your team coming off of a tough loss against Sarah Land a week earlier. Looks like they bounced back pretty well against Murphy.
Yeah, and that was my main thing. Obviously, you want to get that taste out of your mouth. You want to bounce back, get back to what we were doing. And it was all about us. You know, it was the next region game. We haven't had many on the road, so that was the next road game. And I just wanted to see what our mentality was going to be. And we came out, and I think we played a lot faster than we have, and that was a challenge to the guys, and they responded.
You know, one of the things that I really loved about what you did, you had a commanding lead at halftime, and now there comes Will Blackwell out there to play quarterback, freshman quarterback, backup quarterback's been injured. Hope he gets back soon. So it's always good to have a backup. But also, Jalen Thibodeau's been playing a lot at different positions, and you've used his talent and skill there. But absolutely love the way you played so many players. You could have scored I really think you could have scored double the points that you did score. That wasn't what Chase Smith did. He played all young kids the whole second half, and that was, to me, it tells you what kind of football coach he is, but it tells you more about what he and his staff believe in. And that's always big. This is a guy, Chase Smith goes to a brand new high school, and Mark, very few coaches go to a brand new high school and win. They don't. Chase was there 2 years and was 12-8. And that, to me, that's a trademark of who you are and what you do. Now, we made a lot of road trips together with South Alabama. and he was around a lot of great coaches when he was coaching there with Joey and John Turner and all those folks, and Bryant Vincent and all those guys. But I can tell you right now, the job he does and the way he runs his program is one to be magnified all around this state. When you look at the way he does transfers, he is the most elite in his presentation to our investigators when they come in, and he shows if they have two transfers or they have eight. He documents.
Transparency, isn't that pretty important?
That's what they do.
That's it.
And he has set the standard for the high school coaches in the state of Alabama to do that. Not only that, he's taken a program at Spanish Fort and just continues to build on it. And, Chase, you know, there's going to be good, mid, high. And, you know, it all depends on the athletes that we have. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about it. These athletes are Spanish Fort athletes, and I love that.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, Rick. And that, and going back to Ollie, but it goes back to the True Grit Award, honestly, is the and Murphy's down right now. I don't think that's a secret. And he's doing it the right way, and those boys work hard too.
Yeah.
And it's about the kids. It's about our kids. It's about all kids. And really just the love of the game and the realness of the game.
Yeah.
And that, I'll never lose that. And I've been around some great guys that taught me that as well.
Yep.
And I want to get those young guys in and have that experience as well and build on the future and have those guys have something to look forward to as well. But and we were grateful to be able to do that, you know. So.
And isn't it great to have Cash here?
Absolutely.
That's fabulous. Yeah. We love having you here. And listen, if you talk when we're talking – that's good because you probably get more listeners than we get.
That's my little buddy. But that's why we do it.
That's right.
And it wasn't long ago that all my boys now were him.
Yeah.
You know, and so we don't lose sight of that. We create young men, and I've got great mentors on my staff, and we're blessed. We're blessed.
Yeah, you are.
And that's what's neat. It's not just the athlete. It's this little boy right here, and just you can already see him. Just growing up. Coach, you had Clay there around you the whole time.
Man.
During Mark, your boys. I mean, that's phenomenal. Coach, that's just cool to see right there.
Because that's what they still are.
Yeah.
They're
little boys.
And when it comes right down to it, you put that helmet on them and they're in this uniform and they go out there and play ball and they're juniors, seniors, and high. They're still kids.
Yeah.
They are still kids. And they are just as receptive to discipline and structure and learning how to be the best that they can be. Some of them may buck it a little bit, you know, and push back a little bit. Some of them may do that, and you just keep working with them.
Yeah.
Because eventually they're going to come back.
That's right.
You know, years from now, they're going to come back and say, Coach, thank you for being tough on me.
Yeah. And
they really are. And that's that makes coaching worthwhile. You can't put a dollar figure on it.
No.
You cannot.
And I know you feel this way. I know you do. The greatest joy ever is coaching your child.
It is.
It is.
It's a good one. And now getting to watch him coach.
Oh,
that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And they had a rough night last night.
Yeah, they did against Fairhope.
They did. But, he's working his tail off. I hadn't heard from him yet. I'm going to give him a call when we get off the show today.
Wait till after each
one. He had a tough night. But, it's just a great thing. And to see Chase's son, Cash, come in here, it just takes you back. He's got the little jersey on. And I remember Christmas one year, Wes Lathan, who's now the principal over at athletic director at UMS Wright, was on my staff. And we had gone out of town, and it was coming back on Christmas Eve, and I got Wes to paint a football field in our backyard. He actually got the striper and striped it off, and we had a little goalpost put up, and they came in with their little uniform on that next Christmas morning, went out there and played ball all day
isn't that
long.
Awesome?
That's
awesome.
All right, we've got to take a timeout. When we come back, let's dive into a little bit more with Chase Smith here.
Yeah.
Head football coach for the Toros of Spanish Fort. This is the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106
on the Boudreaux's Cajun Grill communication line. Now, back to the show.
Life at the Fast Lane. There you go. That is the theme song for one Mark Lasseter.
How do I always get caught in these song things?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Hey, welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen along with Coach Mark Lasseter, Coach Rick Cleveland, and Coach Chase Smith hanging out with us right here in our studios. And, boy, I'll tell you, it is the man cave here at the Genesis Room.
It's good to have cash.
Man, absolutely.
That brings back lots of memories, doesn't it, Mark?
Boy, it really does. It really does.
Hey, before we get into our segment here, I just want to mention, coming up at 10 o'clock, Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show, going to have Bobby Hall. He's scheduled to be in here with us. We're going to be talking. We've got a tournament going on, a local tournament over in Mobile. We've got Billy Duren, the CEO for Threaded Fastener, is going to tell us about that. But then we'll have a guy we saw yesterday, David Musial, the general manager of Glenlace Golf Club. We're going to talk a little golf with him, but we're going to get into a lot of football with David. And if that name Musial rings a bell, well, his great uncle is Stan the Man Musial. All right, played a lot of golf with his great uncle, but
huge Georgia fan.
That's what we're going to talk about. A little Georgia football. Then the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with a good friend of ours, Lynn Scarborough with Lindy Sports Magazine, is going to be on, and he is in Oklahoma City. I believe he's getting ready to go to the Georgia Oklahoma game. So we'll talk with him, and I'm going to tell you, if you want to talk college football, nobody.
Yep.
Can outdo him on college football.
Yeah, he's going to Auburn and Georgia. I mean, Auburn and Oklahoma today.
Yeah,
because the quarterback's coming home. Arnold's going home, and I hope he shreds them. I do.
I was on the phone with a couple Oklahoma buddies yesterday, and they are waiting for him.
Yeah,
they're waiting for him. So just let
you
know.
They're gonna get him. He's thinking good.
They gonna get him. They gonna get him. All right. Hey, Thursday night. Spanish Fort goes to Mobile, plays at Ladd People Stadium, gets the win 41-0 over Murphy. And as you mentioned, Coach, Murphy kind of going through that transition right now. Sherman Williams, the first-year head coach there, and good to have Sherman there, of course. Great running back at Alabama, went to Dallas. You know the story with Sherman. But Rick had a little bit of an incident, and I want you to kind of diagram that for us.
Yeah, we had a football evaluator. Robert Lowe's, the head of the officials there in Mobile, has an evaluator, and it was David Anders. I always want to say Anderson, but Mr. David Anders, about 75 years old plus, and he's been Shots evaluator for several years. Play comes toward him. He's standing on the sideline watching the field judge and the other officials, and he's backing up to stay away from the play. And he falls down, and come to find out he had a stroke. And we didn't have any ambulances at Ladd People Stadium. And let me give credit where credit's due. The trainer, Rob, from Spanish Fort, sprinted. He also helps coach with Chase. He does all the kickers and does all that, but he sprinted down there. As did
as well as Dr. Dan Matthews.
Dr. Dan Matthews. Yes.
Yep.
And so, but there's no ambulance. And no ambulance for.
No EMTs.
No EMTs. And just, it's unheard of to me. I'm learning that there's more places that don't have ambulances. And one of the reasons that we wanted Chase to be in here. I want you to hear what Chase and Spanish Fort do. Really what Chase does is head football coach about having ambulances on campus during a football event. Doesn't matter what age group. I want Chase to be able to tell us that. And we've shared that a couple of times, but I want him to be able to do that. And I'll take care of Cash. Cash is fine. He is doing great.
And first and foremost, Rick, you know, our thoughts and prayers
are absolutely
with him and his family and Toro football. We've kept him in prayers. And just a tragic event and something that you never want to have happen. And we're just thinking of him and his family during this time.
Absolutely.
You know, but that is one thing that you worry about. You know, as a head coach and a facilitator of the event is what I am at home events.
Yeah.
And not just your players, but the opposing players, the opposing coaches, fans, you know. And You know, we had an incident a couple weeks back where a gentleman was walking up the hill and it was hot, and thank God, you know, we have Rob Milam, and he is absolutely phenomenal. He's our trainer, and I think he's saved two lives at this point, and we're just grateful for those people. But those are some things that, unfortunately, you can only plan a certain amount, you know. And I learned back when I was telling you at Orange Beach, I had a boy that hurt his – he broke his leg at the middle school level. And we thankfully, we had an ambulance there, and it's just something that you've got to prepare for the best you can. And we have ambulance and those things at every single event we have, and not just for our boys, but for spectators and things alike, because it is an event, and those things can happen, unfortunately, and just such a tragic thing. And again, we're just – our thoughts and prayers go out to that family.
Absolutely. You know, these things that you're talking about, you know, when Coach says, you know, he's the facilitator of that event, in that deal, there, and it's more than just saying that he's in charge of it, there is an entire plan that goes into effect.
Yep.
That you have, it's called emergency plans.
Correct.
You have on your campus, and you have it at every venue you've got.
Every venue.
And the coaches and ADs and principals are all in. That's their job, to make sure those things are followed. And your staff knows what to do. And which we were talking earlier, when my heart, when I had sudden cardiac arrest, we had an emergency action plan that went into effect immediately. And thank goodness these two little third graders who had no idea what it was, they did the right thing, but they just did the right thing.
Yeah.
And it went into effect and it saved my life.
Yeah.
But all the parts were there. The defibrillator was there. CPR trained people were there. Everything. In this case, you know, and an ambulance showed up within, you know, 4 or 5 minutes after I'd fallen out. And they had started CPR, 10 minutes, not quite that fast. But regardless of the fact, at every event, you want to have everything there on your grounds for the worst possible
scenario
that can come. But whatever that is.
Time is of the essence.
It is. Yeah. There's no doubt. Yeah. Time is of the essence. And so, because I remember my son's telling me that when I was – they were worried – that, you know, 24, 36 hours, whatever it was, before I woke up, does Dad have brain damage?
Yeah.
How long was
that
he out?
That was the major concern for all of us at that time.
If he wakes up, and we think he's going to wake up, if he does wake up, we think he's going to, how will he be?
Yeah.
Well, it's all time. And in this case, and it's also time about, are you going to live or not?
Right.
And
Absolutely. So
this thing about not having an ambulance there, the oversight there was just – it's just not good. And I hope all of our schools and our areas and our state will take this and say, every time you go out there, middle school, JV, varsity, have an ambulance there, because you want to make sure you take care of it.
And let me just say this real quick. I know that there is a cost to that. Okay, there's going to be a cost to that. But is there not a way that can be funded? And I don't know, Rick. I don't know what the rules are. But is there not a way for that to be funded in a different direction or from a different direction?
Chase can answer as well, but I can just about tell you that if that's an athletic item, it's going to come out of athletics.
Okay.
That's something that we as athletic directors have had to do if we have to raise the money. Let Chase tell you when he has ambulances at events.
We got about a minute and a half here.
Yeah, so basically that's part of my budget.
Yeah.
I mean, that comes out of my gate. It's the same thing as officials. It's the same thing as having those type things. It's a budget that you have to plan for, and it is a PO that comes out of my gate, and it is at every varsity, JV, freshman game, and middle school game. Any event we have there's going to be an ambulance there, and that's just something you have to do ahead of time, and you just budget it.
I don't think as a head coach I would want to play a game that there wasn't an ambulance.
Wouldn't. Exactly.
You know, and Clay sent this to us. And this is interesting, guys, because in Georgia, this is what Clay said. They stopped having ambulances at football games in Georgia several years ago. And what he does is that he requires the schools to have a comprehensive emergency action plan, which you do.
Yes.
And it has to be updated and gone over every year with your coaches. And with Terry and us at UMS, and I know Phil did this with y'all, and I'm probably sure you do it, is that we stop during – we do it in practice several times a year and go over it.
Yes.
And bullets run into – get to a telephone, but now he's got a cell phone. But everybody's got a certain job to do, and you got to do it because it's a life.
And film it.
That's right.
And we film it. We film awesome. Practice. We
there you
film
go.
It.
That's
just,
awesome.
Just to see what we don't know or what, you know, because we're not perfect. That's why you have a plan. That's
absolutely.
Why you practice, right? So we won't tell the kids to see, to make sure the kids know that this is what you do in this scenario.
Yep. And I hadn't talked to Sam about this, but I guarantee you, Sam Williams has got an emergency plan.
Yeah.
And he's filming it just like you are. That's fabulous.
All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to go to Daphne, talk with Kenny King, the head football coach for the Trojans of Daphne. He's up next right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to your host, Randy Bergen.
Pete Heffy, this whole thing.
That brings peace to the soul.
There again, that song right there dedicated to one coach, Mark Glasser. And if you don't know who that is some good Saturday morning stuff right there. That's a little Boss Gag.
Little Boss.
All right, man, it doesn't get any better than that. Hey, welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. We are moving through this hour, and I am Randy Bergen along with Coach Mark Laster, Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Chase Smith in the house with us. We go to our Boudreaux's Cajun Grill guest line. Rick, we got a very special guest on, Kenny King, on the line with us.
Yeah, Kenny King, head football coach at Daphne. And, you know, when a guy comes back to coach at his alma mater, and that's a special thing. And Kenny has really made it a special thing there. And, Kenny, congratulations on a huge win last night over a really good Baker team. And I would imagine early in the fourth quarter you were kind of walking around saying, guys, we got to do something. We got to do it now. Talk a little bit about that.
Man, absolutely. It was really a halftime, man. We came in at halftime. The guys did a great job of coming in and listening. The coaching staff did a great job of, again, talking to the kids to make sure that they were locked in. We're a senior-led group, so the seniors get a lot of talking at halftime, saying that this is not us. We can play football. Let's go out, stop being uptight, and just go play the game of football.
You know, Kenny, when you talk about players that you want to really give kudos to after a big game, Scoop Miles just came out and had a fabulous second half. Talk a little bit about that young man, because I know you're mighty proud of him.
Man, I'm kind of proud of Scoop Miles, man. He had a passing touchdown, also a rushing touchdown. And we was worried about him there because he kind of got banged up a little bit and was down. And then got up and finished the game. And his score kind of helped us, again, get ahead. He's very quick and explosive. And, again, one of those seniors, as always, making sure that the team is up and doing what we need to do.
You know, one of the things that I think as coaches we're always thinking about is we have all three phases of the game, and one of the things that you guys did last night, if I saw it right, you executed an onside kick at a very appropriate time, and it was a successful one. Talk a little bit about what went into that.
Man, we always have a game plan of even being down and different phases of the game and special teams to try to take advantage of our opponent. And it was something that we wanted to call. We came into game to call it. We saw something on tape that they can give up. And we actually, prior to, ran an onside kick to our sideline. Actually, the kick before that. And we jumped off sides, but actually had it. But jumped off sides and we decided to go on a kicker. But the next one we did onside kick to their sideline and was able to get it. But again, just the preparation and plan.
I love that.
We go through in the week.
We're visiting with Kenny King, the head football coach for the Trojans of Daphne. Mark?
Coach, you know, you guys are just, it's so, I know it's so good for you to see how you guys have just bought in and responded to you over the last few years and gotten ready to go this year, having a really good senior class. Tell us a little bit about that senior class that's kind of had their bumps along the way, but now they've really kind of got this thing turning the right way.
Man, yeah, this group been in the program for a while. You're talking about having them through middle school, coming up through ninth grade and being part and going into their senior year. So they understand the program, what's the expectations for it, and they echo. I love to hear the things that I talk about on an everyday basis get echoed through our seniors. So, E.J. Williams, Edric Williams does a great job. Sam, Dominic Pham, our number 7 R&D line, again, they are the leaders of this team. And, of course, we got some younger leaders, too, and a lot of guys are performing. Like Christian Seeger, who's the quarterback that kind of leads that offense. And then, again, E.J. Williams that leads the defense on the defensive side.
We're visiting with Coach Kenny King, the head football coach for the Trojans of Daphne. Coach, let's take a look real quick. I've only got about a minute and a half left here. You will be taking on the Toros of Spanish Fort on Friday night. Pretend like Coach Chase Smith is not sitting here with us, okay?
Congrats, Kenny, on the win, man. Good job.
Thanks.
Hey, I think they did such a great job. I think they deserve next week off.
Yeah, just
give them next week off. I mean, come on. They're just kids. Man. They did a great job. Man.
That's right. Give them the week off. Give them the week off. All right, so you got the Toros. It'll be a good matchup, no doubt, as we make the little short trip over. Talk a little bit about that game, your preparation.
Man, the preparation again, man, we got to flush this win come Monday morning. Told the boys to enjoy it, but we understand that it's a big rivalry game, and our kids are up for the challenge, man. But it's an exciting moment. This generation, they look up as Trojans playing Toros since they was babies. So you don't have to get them up this week, so it'll be an exciting game.
Hey, Kenny, I just got a text from Clay, and he wanted to tell you how proud he is of you, of what you're doing. But I tell you what he did say. He said, you can tell Kenny I sure don't miss going against him every day one-on-one.
Man, that was a good old time, kids, man.
Atlas and Kenny and Clay and that group, that was a special group for us at Daphne High School. And they went at it. I'm talking about every single day. You know how Steve is. And, Kenny, I know you're not nearly as rough on these kids as Sam was on you.
not at all. It's definitely a new generation, but they get after it. They get after it at times, and we have some great battles between our offensive defensive line up front, and that's where a lot of it starts at. So the mentality is always going in and working and giving your best, and that's a generation that goes in and competes on every day on their level. But it's definitely not as physical as it was back in the day.
All right, Coach. Hey, look, we want to thank you for taking time to be with us. Looking forward to Friday night. It will be a fantastic rivalry, as it always is, there at Jubilee Stadium, right there on the campus of Daphne High School. Thanks for taking time. Congratulations on the win again last night. Great season you got going, and we look forward to seeing you Friday night.
All right, man. See y'all Friday night. Thank y'all.
Hey, Kenny, now you know you got to have us a big buffet up in the field.
Please.
House, okay?
Okay.
I'll be waiting. Okay. Have us taken care of, buddy. Okay. For the fat boy.
The fat pack. All right, Kenny. Thank you, man.
Man, thank y'all.
Coach Kenny King.
Take care, buddy.
Head football coach for the Trojans of Daphne. Hey, look, they're 4-1 right now. That was a big win last night. Big comeback in the fourth quarter to beat Baker 34-20.
You know, I cease to be amazed at how competitive the schedules are getting, because there's very few nights that you have a break in either 6A Region 1, 7A Region 1, 5A Region 1. You just don't have breaks. You may play a team. I mean, we caught a team this week at Murphy that's having a down year.
Right.
But you don't have many of those. You just don't.
Chase, let me ask you. All right, we're Thursday night was a halfway point for the regular season. Mm-hmm. All right, so how do you does anything change now? You go into the back half of the season. You're 3-2 on the year right mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. How do you break that down for the back half?
Well, you know, there are things that we look at, and we you know you may see practice times diminish a little bit, and now it's more about taking care of your bodies. Being rejuvenated, being refreshed for each week, being healthy. This is the time of year where you got those nagging injuries showing themselves, and you know the days get a little bit longer. And so we want to be mentally and physically fresh and focused to do our best. And you know, down this stretch, we've got Daphne this week, and then it's all region play to the end there. So we have got to be prepared and playing our best football this second half.
You know, one of the games that I cannot wait, and we'll have to see it after it's over. But in 5A, in this Region 1, Antonio Coleman over at Williamson mm-hmm. has got one heck of a football team. They've played, what, 5 games now? Mm-hmm. And they've only given up 14 points. Mm-hmm. I think they've scored 211 points. And they're going to play Vigor at Ladd People's Stadium. They've already, I think, made that announcement. But if they hadn't, we will. And I think that's on the 17th of October, if I'm not mistaken.
17th of October.
That is going to be a double slobber, just a double slobber knocker. I'm just telling you.
And now you said they're going to play at Ladd, right? Because
yeah.
Williamson will not be able to handle the crowd.
Well, I guess not. Or Vigor. I don't know who's supposed to be the home team. Got a beautiful new stadium as we saw it over the other night. From Ladd, you can see it.
Williamson will be the home
yeah.
team.
Well, then they're going to play it at Ladd, I think, yeah. because they expect the crowd to be so large.
Yeah.
And it will be. It will be a huge crowd. Great gate. It'll be a great gate for Williamson then. Yep. Where are we?
We were looking at Mark. Like, where are you at, Mark? Did you leave? What happened here?
Well, Alabama's got an off week, so,
yeah,
he's checking
chilling
out.
Yeah, he's just chilling.
Actually, my wife sent me a text, and I didn't know how to answer, and I'm sitting here trying to figure out how to sit here and answer. That's the truth.
I love that. I love that.
You about to turn into pumpkin.
Cash, you want to say something? Say something, Cash.
Say hey.
That a boy, Cash. That a boy. Well, and we'll try to go over these local scores here. I don't know if we'll have time at the let's see. Randy's usually the one that gives us a time here. But I did want to mention that I saw some good Bayside people last night. Trace and I were over at Hummingbird. And Bruce Weller and his wife, Elizabeth, we got a chance to meet them. And one thing that really set the tone for me was when his wife said, "We didn't have sons. We had 3 cheerleader daughters at Bayside, and Bruce was right there on the sideline at the fence with all the football daddies cheering them all on."
That's so right.
That's a great thing. Great people. Love meeting them, and that's just another taste of the people you've got at Bayside, Mark. Just
yeah, it's a really good family atmosphere yeah, there. Really, it really is.
That's really neat. And but it was neat.
Chase, let me ask you real quick before you get out of here. We just talked with Kenny King. I only got just a few minutes here, or just a second or two, but you get prepared for Friday night. It's going to be a big game for you.
Yeah, and that just stay focused on the task at hand. It's not we're not going to do anything different in preparation. It's going to be a great atmosphere. They know that. I don't think we're going to have to get them up for anything there. So let's make sure we're prepared this week and give our best shot.
There you go. It'll be a fun game to call for sure. Yeah. Which you can check that out on the NFHSnetwork.com. Pull up those Spanish Four Toros. Coach Rick Cleveland and I, along with Big 89 Russ Wood, will be handling the call. All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, it will be the Camp Gray segment. Mark Glaster's got that.
This segment of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
You know, we were talking a little bit while ago about leadership and about things that in leadership about how you do it. What kind of leader are you? Do you have a guy that's, or a gal that's people that expect you to be okay or expect you to be good? Or do they expect you to be elite? And sometimes I feel like no matter what the leader of your group expects, the true people who really rise to the top, the cream of the crop, are the ones who want to be elite, are the best that they can be without an outside force. It's an inward force. Those are the things that we try to, I think, that we need to try to find as best we can in our coaching careers and our teaching careers. You know, being a coach has a lot of great things, the fulfillment of helping others achieve their goals. But it requires significant dedication, patience, and strong interpersonal skills. The career is growing, and this career of coaching is growing. It's going in a lot of different ways these days. You know, you have life coaches who can help you through differently. You have coaches in different areas of your life that can help. But every one of them, the fulfillment of helping others achieve their goals is, to me, the essence of what we do. It is the essence of what we do. It is not about whether you win all your games or you're the best football team or basketball team or soccer team, or are you the best at helping the guys and girls you coach fulfill their goals? If that be the case, then I think we are following along on what God had intended for all of us when he asked us all to be the best versions of ourselves through following his word and following the things that he has instructed us to do. And we were sitting here a minute ago and we were talking about looking back on our career, are the things that I could have done better. You know, Wade Waldrop from Orange Beach made the comment, you know, because I look back on my days at Fayetteville and I wish I had done something, you know, done this or done that. And we always have the chance and the opportunity to look backwards and look at that, and but we don't want to live there. I don't want to live in the past, but I want to learn from the past so that I can be the best version of myself and help kids achieve their goals, because that's what I'm supposed to be doing. And do I do that every week? Do I go in on on Sunday afternoon when we start putting our game plan together, do I give the kids the best game plan they can have to have success? You know, Coach Saban always says he wanted those guys to come there to practice every day, and it was his job to work them, to make them earn more value for themselves. How many times have you ever heard him say that? A bunch. And that was he was saying, you know, if you want to play professional football, if you want to be the leader of a company, if you want to do something in your life, you got to be the best version of yourself in whatever that is, to create more value for yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that is what we're supposed to do as coaches, and especially as Christian mentors of kids. Be the best version of yourself, and that first starts with treating others the way you want to be treated. You know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Yeah. You know, treat them, treat people the way you want them to treat you. And I think those are all things that we learn from the Bible and God teaches us that carries over and meshes not only in athletics, but in the classroom at school, in the business world. It all meshes together, because, Rick, we have all talked about this before. All our lives are about relationships.
Yeah.
They really are. What kind of relationships? They're all different types. But what kind are you? Am I leading or giving off to the kids I teach, coach, the coaches around me, to my bosses over me?
Yeah.
What kind of relationship is that? You know, is it one that nurtures and helps them achieve their goals? And if it is, then I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
You know, it's a lot easier to be kind to people than it is to be mean to them. It really is. I think we've all been on that side of our lives. And we, you know, there's times when you just get aggravated with somebody and enough is enough. But is the best way to handle that with kindness? I'm beginning to understand as you go through scripture, it's all about being kind. And that's a great point, Mark. That's a great point.
You know, I had a former player that he's a parent, got kids at Bayside.
Yeah.
And played for me at Fairhope. And the first time I'd really seen him and talked to him since he left high school, he walked up to me and he says, "Coach, I didn't know if you'd really want to talk to me." Yeah. We didn't have a great relationship.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But when I saw him, man, there was nothing. I didn't even think about that. I really mean this. I saw him and I was like, "God, how are you doing? You look fantastic. You know, is this your wife? What a beautiful family."
Yeah.
Whether kids, I mean, my goodness, I guarantee it, my high coach has probably stayed mad at me about half the time, about whatever.
Yeah.
But he was worried about that. And I like, man, thank God that kind of thing just never hung around. I'm so glad. He learned something along the way, and he's done a great job. He's got a great family. He's got a great life. And, it makes me feel good that I know that there's no resentment harbored on either side of the coin.
You know, and what's interesting, and Ricky just said it, being nice and just doing something kind really is easy. For a lot of folks, it's hard. But it can be easier as you start doing it more and more. You start enjoying it more and more. But there's, you can say one little off word. Doesn't sound like it's an off word for you, but it can be interpreted as an off word, and it can change somebody in a totally different direction. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I got some examples of that, but we won't get into those. Don't have time. But I'm just saying, watch what you say. Be nice.
Be kind.
Do one nice thing. One nice thing today. Open a door. Say thank you.
Make you feel better about yourself.
There you go.
Guys, isn't it great to have the crew together?
Absolutely.
I mean that.
The Bad Pack is back.
It's a highlight of our day and our weekend. I hope you all both have great weekends. And remember this. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, He is always with you. God bless you. See you here same time, same place, next time. Prayers for David Andrews.